Jesse waited until he was certain Daniels had left the station before returning to the interview room. "Hate to admit it, Jesse," Lundquist said, "but that man is guilty of something. He is spooked." "Of course he is. Did you show him the pictures?" Lundquist nodded. Daniels turned white and then made a show of throwing them to the floor. "He's worried." "He should be. That was the point. What did he say when you tried to be good cop to my bad cop?" "I could tell he was thinking about my offer. But given that Wildford is now a homicide, he pushed back. He's not a total idiot. He knows that if he admits to taking any part in the assault itself or the cover-up, that he's burnt. He'll lose his job and his pension. Probably also do time, regardless of my intervention. I could make all the fancy promises in the world, but he knows that there's no coming back from an admission like that." Jesse smiled. "He may know it, but he hopes what you're saying is true. People build all sorts of fantasies out of a little hope. You've set yourself up as his life preserver. He thinks he can turn to you if things go wrong, and gets it in his head that they really are coming after him. Now all we have to do is drive him into your arms. Do I want to know how you're going to do that? Probably not." The soldier had set up in the park across the street from the Swan Harbor police station and waited. He had already watched Jim Garrison leave. Garrison, perpetually red-faced and angry at something or someone, looked shaken and worried. As the landscaper came down the steps of the station, he'd kept checking over his shoulder, as if to make certain he wasn't being followed. Problem was, Garrison had been shadowed. When he got into his Escalade EXT and drove off, an unmarked Ford trailed half a block behind. And when Drake Daniels exited the station, he too checked over his shoulder. He looked even worse than Garrison had. Another unmarked car followed him. Lee Harvey knew trouble when he saw it, and this was trouble. The disturbing part was that the police were being so obvious. They wanted Garrison and Daniels to know they were being tailed. And that meant one thing. They were being squeezed. The police were putting on the pressure, figuring one of them would break. The only thing working against them talking was the seriousness of the charges. But that would work for only so long. Shortly after Daniels drove away, he watched Jesse Stone and the state police captain come down the front steps of the station. He focused on Stone. The police chief wasn't smiling. Stone didn't strike Lee Harvey as a man who smiled much, but still there was something about the cop that worried him. Stone was the key. Eliminate him, and it would give them the time they needed. Lee Harvey reached into his pocket for his cell.